Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Amazon Smile. I have been using it.
Well, that's good. We'll be getting a big check soon. That's so easy. It's just silly. Just go to amazon.smile or smile.amazon or Google it. You'll find it. They'll ask you what charity you want your contribution to go to and put Catholic Radio Indy. That's it. You're done. Every time you use Amazon from thereafter, a portion, it's a small portion, like a percent or a half a percent, comes to Catholic Radio. But if you do it, and I do it, and we all do it, hey, it adds up, and we get a check every quarter from Amazon. So just try it.
You know, and as much as we love Amazon, there are some things that Amazon doesn't carry. And I've got a table full of them in front of me right now. And Karen Shaw from the Celtic Cross is with us today to tell us a little bit about it. Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you very much. My brother Tim and I own the Celtic Cross, and we really appreciate Catholic Radio inviting us here. This is very nice of you, and we love to support Catholic Radio. They do wonderful things for the community and evangelizing. And
we appreciate the support of Celtic Cross.
You're welcome.
One of our regular underwriters almost year-round here on Catholic Radio.
We're glad to do it. You spread the truth and beauty of the church. It's wonderful.
Well, you know, Christmas always kind of sneaks up on us. We prepare for Thanksgiving, you know, and then as soon as we have Thanksgiving, of course, it's time to start thinking. And I like the idea of spreading it out, of not only giving gifts through Advent, but starting gifts December 25th and going 12 days after. So
yeah.
That's my deal, is the 12 days of Christmas starting December 25th for my grandkids. And so let's talk a little bit about, because there's so much here. And the wonderful thing about Celtic Cross, listeners, if you have never been into the store, it is such a not only a visual delight, but a delight to your checkbook, because there's something for every budget.
Yeah, we try to have all price points from, inexpensive things that are really nice. Like I brought these pair of St. Benedict drop earrings that are only $5, and they have been a huge hit. They're a great stocking stuffer, or even with Feast of St. Nicholas coming up here December 6th. A lot of people do a little gift giving on that feast day. But medium priced items all the way up to even very expensive items, mm-hmm. We have too. And then for the small children, to adults, to young teenagers, and everything in between, we try to get all the needs of people that might have a gift to give.
Well, let's kind of go slow motion through some of these things, because I do kind of feel that I have a tough time buying religious things for my sons and mm-hmm. things that they will use. So you brought a couple things which are just perfect and very reasonably priced. Tell us a little bit about this shield.
This shield's been very popular with young men all the way up to adult men, that they can hang in their office or a bedroom. But it's a quote from Ephesians to take up the shield of faith, and it is a shield that speaks to the man with a cross in the center and with this quote from Ephesians. And sometimes it's paired with this really nice manual spiritual warfare prayer book with the shield on the front that's geared towards men. It's been great for confirmation gifts, or someone coming into the church new, and then also they definitely have been given it as Christmas gifts this year.
I gave that to my son for his confirmation. He left it when he moved out of the house, and he came back just a few weeks ago to clean out, and he picked that up and said, I don't remember ever getting this. And this is years later.
Yes.
And so now he's finally going through
it. It's really speaking to him now. That's
yeah,
wonderful.
Yeah, I do. I mean, there are so many things here. Let's start with this, the nativity scene, for instance, which is darling, one of my favorite things because it's so well made and so colorful.
We have a variety of nativity scenes, but the children ones, this is a particular children one that I brought in that is around $80. It's wooden with the wooden pieces of the nativity, and it's durable, so the children, if they play with it or put it in their mouth, it's not going to hurt. Mm-hmm. But we have other ones ranging from around $15, $20 up to this one that's a little more expensive. But then we also have a variety of just nativity scenes for your home.
And ornaments. I mean, wonderful ornament. Now, I'm seeing a lot of those lately. The nativity scenes, beautiful nativity scenes.
Yes.
That are ornaments.
Yes, right? we have a few of those. We've got our Christmas tree up in the center of the store, and it's loaded with all kinds of ornaments.
Okay, you also have a snow globe here, Jim. Can are you a snow globe?
Oh,
have you ever?
You've got to be fascinated by a snow globe.
That's a traditional nostalgic gift. We have a variety of them from this smaller one to larger ones, and some play music and they'll have different scenes of the nativity or an angel in it or the drummer boy,
and they're always, you just can't walk by a snow globe without tipping it over,
without shaking it.
You just have to.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite things, and of course the jewelry, and I do want to go through the jewelry. You know, I have to say one thing that's catching my eye right here is the last time you came in, and I don't know whether it was in the spring for Easter time or whether it was last Christmas, you were wearing these four-way gold earrings. And I remember commenting on them, and you said, well, you can get them at my store. Big mistake. Big mistake. I went into the store and, of course, came out many items later. But I bought a pair of these and then quickly gave them away because I get compliments on them all the time. I should have bought four or five pairs because really they're quite unusual. They are actual four-way medals for each ear.
Yes.
And what my daughter finally did, because she took one and I kept one, and so we each have one of the earrings. But they are really breathtaking and reasonable.
They're one of the most popular earrings we have. We have them both gold and silver, but this company, Full of Grace, they go out and try to find old metals.
Beautiful.
And then replicate them and make them into bracelets and earrings and necklaces and rosaries. And they have been a huge hit in the store.
You also have the teeny little, the miraculous metal. And this one has little golden pearls. Tiny, tiny little miraculous metal on the end of this kind of dropped earrings. And then beautiful emblem of the Blessed Mother here.
Yeah.
Vintage. Look, they look like vintage medallions, and yet they are earrings.
Yes, most of them have that vintage look to it.
Lots of bracelets, of course. I'm looking at the beautiful bracelets. You've got a spectacular one that's kind of... these were kind of popular.
The bangle type.
Yeah, bangle ones you can get in a lot of department stores, even those department stores. But this one has not only miraculous metals, several different.
It'll have Sacred Heart of Jesus on there, and I believe Saint Christopher and Saint Joseph
Mary. On there,
and then the bigger metal will be different on each one of them. This particular one has Saint Anthony.
Yeah, it's gold, and that's only $32. It's gorgeous.
And those come in gold and silver, too, a variety of styles. And then we have the stretch ones that will each have a different metal on it. And then the link ones that are awfully pretty, too, in all different colors.
And then down to the wooden, you've got a little elastic one for $8.50, only $8.50. Mm-hmm. This really caught my eye. If you're tuning in, listeners, we're chatting with the Celtic Cross, Karen Shaw from the Celtic Cross, and our table is filled with Christmas goodies, Advent goodies. It is a beautiful book, Meditations on Vatican Art Angels. Jim, look at this.
That is beautiful.
I mean, the artwork, I was flipping through this and I said, Karen, you're not going to leave here with that. I'm getting out my checkbook for that one and getting out my wallet, because it's a beautiful coffee table book. Just really, really beautiful.
They are beautiful. We have a lot of varieties of coffee table books, and I happened to bring this one that I thought it was one of the newer ones that we've gotten in, but they're beautiful to set on your coffee table.
Okay, so Jim, you've got a couple things there. And
actually, you know, buying for little kids a religious gift can be kind of a challenge. I mean, because they're small, they don't understand a lot about the faith or anything like that, but you've got some wonderful books here. This one is God Gave Us Christmas, and it's a mama bear and baby bear.
Aww.
And you know that everyone from 2 years old and up can relate to a mama bear and a baby bear. Polar bears all cuddled and snuggled up in nice warm scarves. And I was just flipping through. It tells an interesting story that kids would find fascinating.
You know, I just picked up something and I thought, okay, this is another thing I have to buy before you leave today, only because I really am emphasizing Advent to my kids and grandkids, and the 24 days, not only the 24 days of leading up, but the 12 days after. And this one I've never seen before. It is by the Magnificat, a very sturdy book, obviously meant for little ones, but it's 24 Christmas stories for little ones, and it goes through every day of December.
Yeah. It's beautiful. We have a lot of variety of Christmas books geared to children, board books and little paperback books and padded books, but a huge variety of storybooks for this time at Christmas.
Really, really beautiful. I'm looking behind me, and of course, you've got things that it's not all Christmas. Some of these things are definitely holiday. Like you've got a couple platters, like these little porcelain or ceramic platters, which look, I mean, Jim, no kitchen would be complete without.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do. We have a lot of houseware things you wouldn't think of maybe to get in a Catholic store, but platters and trays and cutting boards and things like that. And these are really pretty with the red and white saying joy to the world or peace on earth.
Very happy. Okay, and we've got some artwork back here. This one is particularly tantalizing to me, Karen, but describe this to us.
They're kind of a shabby chic board that's so popular right now. The large one I brought was Song of Angels is what this one is. We carry it particularly at Christmas. We have another one that just says Merry Christmas with the holly, and then a smaller one that says Peace on Earth. But sometimes we have all kinds of these board type things that you can put in your house that have scripture on it or an image, and you can change it out through the seasons.
I love the way you kind of described that, the shabby chic type deal, because the Merry Christmas one is, it kind of looks like it's what, like white painted wood. Mm-hmm. With very festive green,
the holly,
kind of a sage
it, yeah.
green, and holly, and the beautiful scripted Merry Christmas. But it looks like it's actually crafted out of like barn wood,
yes.
if you will. It's really beautiful.
Kind of that shabby chic look. But Tim and I have enjoyed bringing all the Christmas things in, my brother and I, who own the shop, and it's a fun time of season.
Okay, and one last thing before we go, Karen, these little bags.
They're little tapestry bags that are from Russia, imported from Russia, and they're beautiful for like a rosary or holy cards, or as I was telling you, MJ, some people even have them in their purse to have their credit cards or driver's license or keys and pull them out, and people ask about them and say, well, that's beautiful.
They're beautiful. Okay, Celtic Cross, where are you located?
We're at 86th and Ditch. We're in the same shopping center, Steinmark.
Oh yeah, so it's a double whammy you get. I can never go to your place and not go to Steinmart, and vice versa. Yeah. Dangerous. Celtic Cross, Karen Shaw. God bless you, and have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas.
This is MJ Crowder. Happy and blessed Christmas greetings from all of us at the Crowder House to all of our wonderful listenership. This has been a year of abundant blessings and changes at Catholic Radio, and for this I am thankful. I wish for each one of you moments of peace and quiet amidst all of the hustle and bustle, moments to think of a small child who will become our Savior, moments to savor the greatest gift of all. God's blessings to each of you.
Keep the focus on Jesus this Christmas season.
To remember what Jesus did for me.
To keep my mind focused on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Hi, this is Jim Ganley. You hear my voice a lot here on Catholic Radio, so I'll keep my greeting really short. I'd just like to say that on behalf of myself and my wife Sharon, may everyone at your house enjoy a very merry Christmas season and a happy Holy New Year. Wow, that really was short. Well, in my last few seconds, I'll just slip in two words for everyone who supports Catholic Radio with their prayers or financial support. Thank you. This is Faith in Action. I'm Jim Ganley, and our co-host is MJ Crowder.
In the second half here,
this is one of your favorite events.
It is.
We do 100 and some shows over the course of a year. Some of them you really, 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 really like, and this is one of them.
This is, it may be because my last name is spelled with a K and not a C. A lot of people think it's C-R-O-W-D-E-R. It's not. It's K-R-A-U-D-E-R. S-A-U-T-E-R, as in sauerkraut. Mm-hmm. So our guest today on Faith in Action is Father Rick Nagel. He is the pastor of St. John the Evangelist downtown. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Jim and MJ.
And, of course, we're talking about the St. John's Chris Kindle Village that's coming up, in just a couple weeks, just at the end of next weekend, as a matter of fact, December 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Absolutely. We're very excited. It's become quite a large downtown festival for Christmas.
Now, is this the third one?
We're actually in our sixth year, if you can believe it.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah, it started with very humble beginnings, but now it's in the thousands of people and on the whole block of Georgia Street. And this year we have the old ice skating rink. Remember, right there on Georgia Street?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's going to be a village under the roof of the ice skating rink, and very exciting to be there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I remember the very first year. I don't think Georgia Street was blocked off, and then it was kind of like providential that now you've got your own little avenue right there that's perfect for setting up the little little wooden markets or the stands, if you will, the little wooden stands.
Yeah, we have these great what we call them Chris Kindle huts, and they're little vendor huts that we have over 30 artisans this year coming to sell Christmas ornaments and Christmas candies and all kinds of handmade, artistic things. So that's really exciting. It's our largest group of artisans that we've had. And of course, my favorite thing always is the live nativity. I think it's the best thing ever because we have camels and sheep and
oh my goodness,
and our college students from IUPUI play the parts of Mary and Joseph and the wise men and shepherds. And it's really special. We really narrate the Christmas story of the incarnation, and then there's interaction between kids and family members with our college students. So everybody wins. The students get a chance to share the good news in a very natural way, and then people hear the real essence of Christmas.
Okay, so for our listeners who have never been to Chris Kindle Mart or Chris Kindle Village, tell us a little bit about, and yours actually spans 3 days.
Yeah, it starts on Friday. This year we're starting with a Friday luncheon from 11 to 2, and that'll be in the old ice skating rink with German food, kraut, and talking about kraut, right? Kraut and potatoes and sausage done by St. Adrian Meats. It's a Catholic company up on the north side, and then we'll be fully open in the whole festival starting Friday at 5 to 9. And it spans Saturday 11 to 9, and then Sunday. We're adding Sunday this year, so we're growing on the other end as well. So after our 10 a.m. Mass from 11 to 3. So it's quite a growth. We'll have a tent over our whole parking lot where the live nativity will be, as well as children's ornament-making stations and activities. The thing is, we try to keep a really authentic Christmas, so everybody's having a great time, and traditions and learning. So, like when the kids make ornaments, they're only doing Christian symbols, and then we teach like what does the star mean, and what is the candy cane, why is it a Christian symbol, or even the Christmas tree, right?
Oh, I love it! I love it! I love it. I love that you added Sunday because, with the emphasis being on it's a time that you spend with family and extending the celebration at Mass, I love that you added this because it's a perfect thing to do with the family on Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely. We hope so. So come on, you got to come down.
We will. We are planning on coming. When I saw the Sunday, I said, okay, kids, that's what we're doing Sunday on the 17th. We will definitely be there. And I noticed in the little flyer that you are having a glue vine garden.
We do. We'll actually have two of those. One, so the authentic kind of mulled wine, hot mulled wine.
Yes.
For Christmas time. It comes from the German, 14th century tradition. And so we have that in two areas in our, there's a beer and wine garden and a food court there in the old ice rink. And then there's also a small station over by our tent in our courtyard, so kind of an outdoor station as well. But even in addition to that, you know that the Ram, our neighbor that, you know, has the brewery right around the corner, they are brewing us a special Chris Kindle beer.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's made just for the festival. And, again, it's kind of that little heavier German beer that has this little spicy taste to it, you know. So we can't wait. We're going to be enjoying that as well.
And you've already sampled it, I'm sure. So it does it have a special name? Is it just during? It just only can be had during these 3 days?
Right. Well, actually, what's fun is we have a beer naming contest.
Okay.
And so people can find that on our St. John's website, and you can weigh in and you can submit a name. And we have prizes, actually. So it'll come down to three finalists, which the committee selects, and then we'll vote on the three.
Now, you've talked about the things to drink. Are there things to eat as well? If somebody were planning on this, should they, you know, kind of skip a meal?
No. Yeah, come on down, because it's great German food. So sausage and kraut and potatoes and... for kids, they have smaller kids meals, but we also have a lot of German desserts, which are really delicious.
Ooh.
And, so there's plenty to eat, plenty to drink, and then just plenty to do. It's such a special event where you feel the real authentic Christmas tradition. We have a Saint Nick, so we're teaching about, you know, where Santa Claus came from and who really is Saint Nicholas. And so kids can get, you know, pictures taken with Saint Nick. And so, yeah, just a lot of fun things. Even in the church, each night we have sacred music festivals or concerts. And so Friday night, it's going to be all children. There are seven children's choirs coming.
Oh, my goodness.
Around the city, both Catholic and also from secular schools, which we think is really neat to have, you know, some public schools that are participating. And so we'll be doing that Friday evening at 6, and then we... From there, we do Christmas caroling out into the street as a group, and then we bless the creche and the nativity. And it's beautiful. It's candlelight. It's one of my favorite things, because there'll be hundreds of people with candles, and we're all singing Christmas carols, and it's like, you can't beat it. It's the best of Christmas.
I love that. I love the Christmas caroling. I mean, that just says Christmas all over it. You know, I hope you have a little bit of Lebkuchen in one of the, it's kind of like a gingerbread almost, but there's, it's like a cross between gingerbread and fruitcake, but it's usually a kind of a ginger cookie almost. I hope so, too.
I hope one of our vendors is listening to the radio right now and cooking that up.
And cooking that up. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, we're chatting with Father Rick Nagel. He's the pastor of St. John the Evangelist downtown. And you know, and again, let me remind our listeners, Friday, December 15th through Sunday, December 17th, the St. John's Chris Kindle Village. I just absolutely love it. I love that this has kind of taken fire and we're taking ownership of our German roots. And I say that I'm sharing my German roots with everyone. You know, Father, when we talked to you last year, maybe it even was the year before, you were starting this initiative, or maybe even in the middle of this initiative in September, I think, called Night Fever. And I wonder if you could tell our listeners a little bit about that and what that is, because that sounded so wonderful to me.
Yeah, absolutely, MJ. We Night Fever started in Rome as an outreach of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, encouraging us to all go out and meet people where they're at and then invite them back into our faith, into our church. And so a group of young people in Rome started to reach out from their church in the night and invite people to come back to light a candle for an offer of prayer for whatever, world peace, or for somebody that they know is struggling or sick or away from the church. And so it grew out of that and spread through into the United States. We learned of it from a church in Chicago, downtown Chicago, and then we adopted it a year ago on the Feast of the Archangels. And it's just been a great outreach. We do once a month on Thursday night, the last Thursday of the month. We have adoration from 9 to 10 p.m. at St. John's. And during that time, then teams of two go out as disciples into the streets and invite, we have a lot of visitors in the city or people who are just downtown, and invite them to come in to light a candle and offer a prayer.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm sure that over the last year you've had wonderful stories of people who have come back or who've been simply touched by that initiative.
Yeah, it is amazing. I remember the first night we did it, the Lord blessed us so much. We had probably 30 or 40 people who accepted the invitation and came in. And I just remember afterwards one of our young adults who had, you know, a college student who had been on one of the teams, I said, well, how was it? And she said, Father, it's one of the best things I've ever done in my whole life.
Oh.
And for her, even if you think about, for somebody to take that step, you know, to go out and to invite people to something with God, something more, can be really scary.
Oh, sure.
And so for us to get our feet and our voice under us to be able to do that and evangelize, it's just a real natural way. And of course, people are so struck by the beauty of St. John's when they come inside. So that lifts the soul and with the sacred art. And then all of a sudden you see people praying together and hugging each other and crying in the pew. And we have them write their prayers on little cards and put them in a box. And we promise that we'll continue to pray for them. And it's just very moving what people are going through in their lives and that they really are asking for our prayers. So we're grateful to be able to do that.
You know, I'm going to have you back because I want to talk about the missionaries that you have, two full-time missionaries. I think this is wonderful, Father Rick Nagel, our guest from St. John the Evangelist. We've run out of time, but we do have time, Father, for your blessing.
And Father, if you could give us the dates and times again, one for the Chris Kendall Village?
Yeah, Chris Kendall, the Christ Child Village is Friday, December 15th from 5 to 9, Saturday from 11 to 9, Sunday the 17th from 11 to 3 p.m.
Wonderful.
We welcome everybody to come join us. Let me give a blessing. Thanks so much for allowing me to be with you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, we just ask your blessing upon all of us, all the listeners out there, upon Jim and MJ. May Catholic Radio continue to touch the lives and hearts of people to bring them closer to you. May our lives this day continue to give you glory. And may as we prepare for the Advent season and ultimately the Incarnation, may we just wait upon you with peace and joy in our hearts, drawing closer to you. And may Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Father. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.